This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. What does this announcement from Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe have to do with the media?
If we need to eliminate delivery on Saturday, we do.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project is here with us. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Talk about the end of Saturday mail delivery. And by the way, it's been going on since 1863. What could its demise in 2013 possibly mean for the media?
Well, interestingly enough, there are two categories of news that traditionally come through the mail. One is magazines, and many of the news weekly magazines are delivered on Saturday. And then the second is certain community newspapers rely on the post office to distribute their newspapers. This is primarily rural communities, so those are really small communities. But for our Tampa Bay market here, anybody who gets a news weekly, you probably see that show up in your mailbox on Friday or more likely on Saturday.
They just have to change their deadlines and get their material out earlier or have it delayed until a Monday then.
Yeah, and those are two bad choices for most magazine editors. If you put the magazine to bed earlier, you miss all of the important news that happens late Wednesday and on Thursday. If you put the magazine to bed at the same time and you say, oh, the readers will get accustomed to reading it on Monday, that's a pretty substantial shift that you're asking them to make.
And another big problem for newsweeklies that are already struggling at this point.
Interestingly enough, some newsweeklies are doing really well. There's a newsweekly called The Week, which is basically an aggregated summation of what other news organizations have covered. It's going gangbusters. Time magazine doing pretty good too. Newsweek, you know, we saw the demise of Newsweek as a printed product this year, but some magazines are still doing really well.
The Weekly is going to have to change its name to Last Weekly.
Possibly.
There's some more bad news for the print side of media too, Kelly, and the people who read it. I kind of thought I was imagining this, but I probably am seeing more typos in newspapers. Why?
Well, so the King's Journalism Review from the University of King's College in Nova Scotia did a really interesting examination of the decline of copy editors. And it turns out that we have seen almost half of the copy editors lose their jobs at American newspapers over the last 10 years. And you can compare that to about 26% of the reporters and about 24% of the supervisors. So copy editors have taken a disproportionate hit. And then in addition to that, the reporters that are left behind, they're creating a lot more copy than they used to create. So those two factors create a pretty weak system for catching the misspellings, catching the factual errors, catching the errors in tone that traditionally fall to copy editors. So yeah, you probably are seeing more typos.
No typos used to be a huge thing in the newspaper business. I worked for a newspaper in my time. It was a point of pride. Don't newspapers care anymore?
You know, I think they do. I think they still care, and they are looking for ways to do more with less. And the reality is, and I say this all the time, and so do my colleagues here at Poynter, you can't do more with less. You can generally do less with less.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project, thanks for joining us on the radio today, where nobody can see your typos.
Isn't that a joy?